Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Martz, the maestro of the greatest show on turf, was nice enough to join us in the noon hour. So was Daryl Ryder. He joined us at 11:40 and Mary Kay Cabot at 11 o'clock. In fact, we're still in the noon hour. And if you want to go back and listen to those, Radio Rewind on the Odyssey app is there for you if you want to hear any of the interviews that we do throughout the show or any of the other shows that do interviews as well. Or if you want to hear witty repartee between our other friends on other shows, you feel free to go there and do that. Mike Martz dropped all kinds of nuggets of knowledge for us. As we try to, you know, dissect exactly what we're watching with the Browns. One of the things that he had talked about was Shedeur Sanders and this learning process that he's kind of going through right now.
Shedeur has never had adversity, I don't believe, in his career. I think he needed to go through this. I think it was important that he goes through this. I think you have to look at where he was and how he got here. I think Shedeur in college, and it's a criticism, but it's a very accurate criticism. He didn't get any coaching. Well, to his credit, whatever plays they ran, he just figured it out. And he didn't just figure it out. He did very well with that. That's very unusual. I kind of know what they were doing, and they just kind of let him go. And to survive and do well in that environment is pretty amazing. The problem with that is it gives you this false sense of, You got the answers, you know what I mean? And so when you come into the NFL with that background, you're not going to take the details and the coaching that you've got to have to be successful in the NFL. I don't know this, but just from looking at it from afar, I think he probably wasn't the most coachable guy in the world when he came in. And don't think he probably really appreciated how important it was to really study and know the details of your opponent and your position. I'm just looking at his footwork. Has been awful. He's never been coached, and now they're trying to coach him, and I think he probably a little bit of pushback because he didn't see the value in it, and I think he understands it now. And I think he had to go through that whole transition. I think Kevin handled it the right way. I really do. The discipline and holding his face to the fire a little bit and making him do it right. He got his opportunity in that first game.
Interesting. Because we're talking about a former NFL coach saying some of the things that maybe perhaps they were seeing in Berea.
And a coach with a track record of working with quarterbacks who other teams had passed on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I keep going back to one of the first phone calls we got today saying, well, why can't we bring Prime here to coach the Browns? If you listen to what Mike Martz just said, that would probably be one of the worst things they could possibly do for his development at this point in his career.
Remember, his offensive coordinator, his last year was Pat Shurmur.
Right.
The year before, he was an offensive analyst and co-offensive coordinator. So that's not a very...
Well, that's why I asked that somebody who said, I think it might have been the same guy, said, well, would you want Pat Shurmur back as your head coach?
No, I don't think so.
If you brought Deion in as your general manager, you know, I don't think that's the right course of action. I definitely don't think it's right for him. Hey, I don't think it's right for Shedeur's development.
Deion's done a nice job at Colorado, and he has always coached his son. You know, in high school, Deion was the offensive coordinator. Then they went to college together, and then they moved to Colorado together. And, okay, if you're playing for your dad, who was a phenomenal offensive or defensive player, you're probably not going to learn everything you need to learn about playing the quarterback spot. That's okay. But now he's working with Bill Musgrave, really good quarterback coach. He's working with other guys, Tommy Reese, who was a quarterback in college, was an offensive coordinator at a very high level in college, Notre Dame and Alabama.
Sure.
And Kevin Stefanski, who has been an offensive coach for most of his career and, by most accounts, a good one. And he's learning some different things. Guess what? That's good. And it goes back to something that we've mentioned before, Andy, and the Shador fans, and I love their passion, but it's this. If you just heard what Mike Martz said, maybe they needed to coach him up before they actually put him on the football field. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
get him
some
to where
of the things that he had
more
said,
NFL ready,
there might
so that
be,
he can succeed.
I also think that there's kind of I just want to make sure I say this the way I want to say it. That there's a generational gap of new quarterbacks coming into the league. And there should be, the way you're looking at it, because we now have a generation of quarterbacks coming into the league that have a much different perspective than quarterbacks of the past. I'm not
Why?
Saying
because they were getting paid in college,
well,
big money.
I'm not
because
saying
social media influences are huge.
I think there's a number of things here. One, not a lot of quarterbacks that came out prior to the last, 5 years were really free agents at the end of every season in college. That it just didn't work. Remember, I mean, it wasn't that long ago where a quarterback had to either play down a level or sit out a year before they could come back and play somewhere else. It wasn't that long ago. And now we are in a generation where that is a factor, where guys are getting paid big bucks over the table, not under the table, over the table. Fans, people know what they're making in NIL. And that's another point. We've never really had a generation of quarterbacks that had to be recruited by their own coach at the end of the season the way this generation is. So when Mike Martz says, you know what, maybe things weren't perfect when Shador got here, right? You know, you're talking about having to be coached up and be coached the way you've never had before, because in some situations, did you ever play for your father? Did you ever have a kid play for you? And none of us, most of us, almost 99.9% are going to say not at the professional level, right? We don't get it. We don't, even at major college level, who's talking about that, right? I'm just trying, Bobby Knight, that is kid. I'm just kind of going through some of that. There just aren't a lot of that. That situation just doesn't exist. It really.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
He doesn't.
You know, the one thing, Andy, that I thought it was interesting, Mike Martz was real clear. Really likes Kevin Stefanski as a coach. Really likes Shador. Doesn't like Deshaun Watson.
He made that apparent.
And at least now where he is. And thinks you better have an offensive line. And that was all pretty blunt. I keep going back to this with Shador, and I think it's this way in pro sports all the way around. We get a lot of callers who are living in the past and the not too distant past. You know, well, they didn't put him on the field. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. They didn't like him, blah, 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 blah. I prefer to look at it this way. Where are you now? Where are you now? Right now, Shador is the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Isn't that the end of the story? Whatever happened in the past, it worked.
To get him where he needed to be? Is that what you're saying?
Whatever it was. Whether it was to get him where it needed to be, whether it was Dylan going out and not performing real well to get his job back after the concussion, which he wasn't out for very long.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Musgrave doing a good job, Tommy Rees doing a good job, Shador doing a good job. Whatever happened before, I don't think matters. And we have a lot of fans who are living in the past on this. You know, since they've drafted him, they haven't done this. They haven't done that. What do you mean they haven't done that? Where he is right now, he's the starting quarterback of the Browns. So whatever it was they did in the past put him in this position to where he could have, and he had a huge part of it, if not the biggest part. I think he did. 360-yard passing game, 3 touchdowns, some nice passes.
And a run.
And a lot of intrigue. You know, a lot of intrigue around this guy. I can't wait until I see the pinpoint accuracy I keep hearing about on display on a regular basis. If it's there, Browns really have something.
The other part here is whether it doesn't really matter how you look at it. He had the opportunity to say hike when Gabriel had a concussion. Not that Gabriel wanted a concussion. He got the opportunity to go out there and take it. And then he captured the position. I think that's important to note. He captured it because Gabriel came out of concussion protocol. And how many, you can't lose your job to injury? You bet you can. Absolutely you can. And so, you know, Sanders took over from that point. I want to see more. Every week we watch him. And last week he proved it again. I want to see more. I want to see more every week from Sanders. And I want to see how he grows into this position. And you know what? If he was irritated when he got here, can you understand it? I don't know. When's the last time he didn't start a game in his entire career? So
probably never.
Yeah, and so I mean,
which is the case for most of these guys.
True. And now all of a sudden you find yourself in that. Well, we want you to learn a little. Want me to learn, man? When I was playing peewee football, I'm the guy they pick first. When I got to high school, they handed me the ball. I didn't wait for anybody. I started when I was a freshman. And then when I picked the college, I went to a school where I knew I was going to start right away. Why would I want to wait? Now, all of a sudden, you're in a league where they pay you a lot more money. Well, I don't know, but then I yell. But, yeah, they're paying me a lot more money now.
Yeah.
This is about money, and this is a business.
I had to take a pay cut to come here, and I'm not even starting?
So, I mean, I get it. If he was frustrated, or as Coach Martz said, you know, the coachability standpoint of that, I get it. I understand it.
And by the way, there's the confidence factor. I want a quarterback who has confidence. You can't be cocky to the point of being uncoachable. That does not appear to be the case here. But you know, Mike Martz
made it sound like it was in the beginning.
Might have been.
Yeah.
But not now. Whatever it was, Andy, all that stuff is in the rearview mirror now. Right now the guy has a clear path to being the quarterback of this team for the near and distant future. And we'll see where it goes.
Tim Tebow is just moments away. We're going to talk to him. I want to talk a little Cavs here before we get to that, too. So, but Tim Tebow is going to join us. Looking forward to talking to the ESPN college football analyst. That's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.